You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Today, we're going to talk about the topic, the characteristics based on what we read in the scripture, and that is the topic, humility. Everybody say humility. And the reason that I'm preaching this topic tonight is because I'm one of the humble person. Or basically, that's the opposite. All right? If I say that, all right, back then in the Old Testament, and I'm in the presence of God, guess what? I'm totally disappeared, all right? I'm totally begone to hell. Okay, that's a fact. No. The reason why we are talking about this is because we all need to understand what Christ's humility is. In fact, the very essence why we need to talk about this topic, especially on leadership, is simply because all of us here, whether you like it or not, we are all proud people. Can you say amen? Now, to those of you who didn't say amen and somehow you have a problem accepting it, thank you. You're one of the guys who would consider as a prideful person. All right? Folks, there's nothing to be proud of, yet we are all proud. Think about that. There's nothing to be proud of, but deep within us, deep within your reach, everything focuses on yourself. You want to be famous? Gusto makilala ka? Gusto mo sa mata ng mundo, sa pamilya mo, sa mga kaibigan mo, sikat ka, magaling ka? Miski pa minsan hindi mo ginawa, pero gusto mo somehow pag-usapan ka to give credit to what you've done. But it's really not about you. But deep within you, you're a proud person. We were born here on earth having that kind of heart that somehow living in this world, it doesn't help us. It costs to expose our own insecurities. That is why I think this is so much important as we touch this topic. And think about this. Even being born here in this planet, we have that problem of pride. There's nothing to be proud of, but we are all proud. How much more, if we are in the position of leadership? How much more if we ourselves have been given the task, the responsibility of becoming the leader, that there is authority, there is power, as I've mentioned 2 Sundays ago, there are perks and privileges, there is prestige, your influence. How much more if we are in leadership? Guess what? Uh-oh. Something's not gonna right as we take the responsibilities of leadership. We also believe, all right, that we are talking about this topic simply because, all right, that God is preparing us for a leadership capacity. We don't know what is that, but all I know is those people who are supposed to be efficient, effective leaders are the ones who are so-called Christians. Can you say amen? And that is why there is a need for us to talk about this topic. Let's go back and check, actually, when people are in leadership. Most of the responses in leadership, all right, especially when people are proud, oftentimes, they tend to be cocky. Okay, cocky means exudes in brashly, self-confident. Kasi may pinanggagalingan. May pinanghuhugutan. Bakit kaki? Bakit mayabang? Masyadong exude in self-confidence. Feeling guwapo pero hindi naman guwapo. Hello? Di ba? May mga ganun, parang wow, parang lakas ng dating. Bakit kaya? Alright? Bakit kaya? Yung iba, sabihin nila, well, alam ba nila kung sino ako? Do they really know who I am? Sino ba ako? Alam ba nila kung sino ako? Ano kaya ako ni ganito? Ito kaya ginawa ko? Ako kaya nagpatayo nito? Eh sila, ito lang, ang ginawa ko. Number one ako eh. Number one. Walang nakakomit ng ganito. Ako, ginawa ko yan. Ako nagpagawa nito. Ako. I remember, I didn't share this 2 Sundays ago, but 2 Sundays ago, on my way here, alright, I encountered a person, okay, I think he attended the 3 p.m. service, and then before I get into the mall, after parking right here in this side, you know, he acknowledged me, Pastor Mark, yeah, Pastor Mark, can I ask you to pray for me? Bakit ganyan? Okay, so we prayed, and so, you know, kagagaling ko lang sa, ano, sa kotse, kapapark ko lang po, and so, okay, kausap ko siya. So, dala-dala ko tong susi ko, alright? So, mga ganun-ganun pa. Ah, okay. Can I pray for you? Oh, ano mga problema? Ganun. Sige, let me pray for you, alright? Okay, I prayed for this guy. Okay, oh, thank you, Pastor. Oh, sure, God bless you. I'll see you again, alright? Victory group, alright? Talk to me, alright? Oh, victory group, alright? So, when I went in, the guard stopped me and says, sorry, sir, di ka pwede pumasok. Sabi ko, bakit? Di ka pwede pumasok, sir, kasi may Swiss knife ka. Sup? Ha? Itong, eh, parati kong, sir, parati kong ginagampi na, hindi ka pwede talaga pumasok, sir. Eh, may snipe ka eh. Alam mo sinabi ko? Kilala mo ba kung sino ko? Hindi ko sinabi yun. Hindi ko sinabi yun. Hindi talaga. Pero, alam mo, bro, nakakalalaki. Parang, hindi, kasi atin ako, gusto ko sabihin, kasi ate, no, Christian ako eh. Hindi ako nanunusok. Hindi ako hindi ko sir, hindi ka pwede pumasok. Siga yung barja. Sabi ko. Kakalala ka talaga. Alam mo ginawa ko? Ah, ganun ba? Sige, okay. Alright, sige. Balik ako doon sa kotse ko. Binuksan ko, tinanggal, may susi, nilagay ko doon. Pagpasok ko, guard, wala na. You know what? But guess what? My ego, my pride, do you know why? You know, some of us, somehow, if we get into such trouble or tension that we tend to say who we are and use this, guess what? Cocky, prideful. What else? Being arrogant, the projection of opinion of your importance. Arrogance in a self that it's all about you. Kaya pag kinakanta tayo ng song, it's all about me, Jesus. That sometimes we're saying it's all about you, but deep within, you know, some errors in our life, di naman talaga, Lord. Ang hirap kantahin, Lord. Eh. Kasi, bakit? Because every time you talk to someone, what comes out of your mouth is your importance, your achievements, your accomplishments, yung ginawa mo. Paminsan na nga, pag may kausap ka, gusto mo bida ka. Gusto mo sinasabi mo yung, eto ginawa ko eh. Parang tapos na, next na, hindi, ikaw pa rin talaga masusunod. Parang pag victory group paminsan, di ba? Parang may question, parang tapos na, yung next naman, hindi pa ako tapos. Kailangan nyo malaman yung ginawa ko. Okay? Victory group leader, cool ka lang. Hindi pa ako tapos eh. Di ba? Paminsan, parang, hello, o parang, oh, tama na. Ricky, tama na. Okay na. Conceit. Conceit or conceited. Self-flattering opinion of self and vain exaggerations of your accomplishments. Paminsan yung may sinashare ka testimony, tapos alam mo hanggang doon nila, in-exaggerate mo pa. Pinapa talagang, wow, parang, ang galing mo. Grabe talaga. Oo, pero yung ginawa lang ni Lord, ito, pero talagang, alam mo, itong ginawa ko, kinounsel lang ko, nag-pray ako the Holy Spirit, talagang pero, exaggeration, vain conceit. Right? And then, it boils down to our ego, our pride. Do you know that to the fact that we're insecure boils down to pride. And because of this, it's coming from pride that we're trying to protect ourselves. We're trying to protect your ego, not to touch the feeling of being hurt. Because the Bible says the truth will set you free, but you don't want to touch something. Ayaw mo pag-usapan. Gusto mo yung play safe ka. You don't take the sides. Gusto mo yung mabango pangalan mo. Why is that? It's coming from pride. Why is that? Here's why. Because human ego or pride clearly suggests that it builds something else besides God. Anything that satisfies us that doesn't come from God builds that security. And the moment that you lose that, insecure tayo. Such as having a sense of worth. What makes you worth? What gives you value? As far as I'm concerned, bottom line is this. What makes us secure is love, acceptance. And sometimes if we don't receive acceptance and love, guess what? We're trying to do everything we can for people to accept you and treat you special because you have never felt that in your own life so that papag-usapan ka, ang bango ng pangalan mo, ginawa mo to, ito ka eh. And guess what? We're trying to build that sense worth apart from God. It builds up your ego. Insecure tayo eh. Not just sense of worth, but sense of specialness. What makes you special? Gusto mo pagdating mo, talagang super makeup ka. It could be beauty. It could be boyfriend. It could be girlfriend. It could be business. It could be being matalino, brilliant. Gusto mo yung number one ka, nagtatap ka. Bakit? Para makuha mo yung recognition so that people will feel good talking to you and try to make sure that, hey, look, this guy did his best. Ang galing nito. Ikaw naman, sikat. Wow. Sense of what? Sense of being special. Not only sense of words, sense of special, but the sense of purpose. That you think, di ba, pinagpipray mo, pumunta sa Canada para mapag-usapan ka, para may ginawa ka, ito ginawa mo, yung mga bagay-bagay na hindi nagawa ng mga pamilya mo, mga kamag-anak mo, gusto mong gawin para, Lord, this is what I really do and what I really want, but this is not really what God wants you to do. Do you get a picture? Now, it boils down to what? There's nothing to be proud of, yet we are all proud. Now, here's what the Word of God says. Let's look how Jesus portrayed and zero in this quality. Verse 6, it says here, who being very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Our nature is this, boils down to self. Everything that we do, unahin muna yung sarili mo bago yung iba. Di ba ganon? Isipin muna ikaw bago. Saka ka na mag-isip yung mga classmates mo. Yung mga kamag-anak natin, yung iba. Ikaw muna. Pero si God, ito po yung nature ni God. God na siya. Sabi po sa verse 6, did not consider equality with God that he will take advantage on that. In other words, he is God. Alright? He did not take advantage of that being God, but considered not equality with God. Guess what? Kung ako yon, gagamitin ko siyempre. Gagamitin ko, siyempre may power ka, may authority ka. Have you ever asked a question, even sa Victory Group, if you are God, what will you do? Di ba? Remember that? Or if you are the president of this nation, what will you do? Ikaw naman parang nag-ambisyon ka. Oh nga, ano? Buti na lang talaga hindi tayo si God. Buti na ako, lalo na hindi na ako si God. Kung ako si God, ay nako. Gagawin ko to pero ayabang ko. Pero ginamit ko yung authority, yung power na nasa akin. But you know what Jesus did? He relinquished, did not consider himself as God, but let go of who he was. John chapter 5 gives us the picture that The Son of Man was given authority to judge, authority to use that power. But you know what? Jesus did not use it. Jesus let go of the power, the position, the power to judge. He gave up his right. Guess what? To me, I'm going to use it, honestly. I'm going to use all my privilege and perks, all my connections. Why? Because that's the way it is in this world. That's the big difference between us and Jesus. Verse 7, he made himself nothing. He emptied himself. Pastor Don preached a powerful message last Sunday, taking the very nature of a servant. The highest position of all, he made himself nothing, but he chose what? He chose to serve. Instead of using the authority and power and position with this world that's happening right now, guess what? For Jesus, he did not use, but he chose to serve. Kaya sabi ko, election na naman po. People wants to serve us. Why? Because they're in authority. But can they really serve us without authority and power and position? But that's powerful. That's what Jesus portrayed as a servant. In fact, the humble attitude of Christ, he voluntarily emptied himself. And there is no quality more godlike than the character of humility. The Bible tells us in verse 8, made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself. He chose humility. He was God. He became servant. He became man. He stooped down, reaches, and relate to us because there's something that he wants to do in our lives. And what is that? Here's what it is. Jesus did not just exemplify humility, but he embodied humility. He didn't just show us what humility is about, but he embodied it. That's why it's not about doing what Christ has done, but focusing on him. The main focus is Christ's humility. Lord, I want that. If that's what it takes to revolutionize, to transform, and made an impact in the nation, in the world we're at, and so be it. It's not about what others think of leadership. It's what you think and what you embodied. Are you here with me? The person who basically founded this ministry is Pastor Rice Brooks and Pastor Steve. Pastor Steve right now, all right, half of his time is he would go to Nashville where he pastors a church. It's called Every Nation. Or if we have churches outside the Philippines, we call ourselves Every Nation. And in the States and Tennessee, he's the senior pastor. And so he was telling us the story. Kasi dun sa place nila, lawak ng parking space. Nangyari po, yung one of his staff associates started to park his car not on the first row. All right, there's several rows, but on the last row and the last parking space. And so everybody noticed it. And so guess what? Because this associate pastor started to park his own car at the last row, everybody, all right, started to emulate, to follow what this pastor did. And guess what? Ngayon po nag-uunahan na sila. Nag-uunahan sila to park on that row. And the whole church felt it. They would identify and see what's happening. And they were so glad. And they said, this is what we want. Pastors are here to serve us. They're not trying to be first, but they're trying to serve us by just even that parking slot is really for us. You know what? I hope we have that kind of parking space here, but we don't have. All right? Because we got to pay. All right? Then I just hope we just have, all right? Or else probably we might not use our car anymore. We just have to commute, okay, by bus or by jeep or by tricycle. Nevertheless, Jesus exemplified, displayed humility by actually serving his disciples. John chapter 13 says, verse 4 to 5, he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with towel that was wrapped around him. Think about this. The leader who stooped down, stripped of his authority, stripped of who he was, got a towel, got his clothes, started to wash his disciples' feet. You know what? In the Jewish customs, even a Jewish kasambahay, a servant, would not wash his master's feet. When a person washes someone's feet, guess what? It has to be a slave. Your identity is you're nobody. You're nothing. You're a cast out. You are a slave. But you know what it meant to Christ? He showed himself how to serve, displayed humility by being not a servant, but a slave, reaching down to the level of those who followed him and started to wash their feet. John 13, verse 12 to 14 says, when he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for this is what I am. Verse 14, now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. Jesus did not consider himself equal as God. Yes, he's Lord. He was a teacher. But he took off that mindset and started to relate to the disciples and start to wash their feet, telling them that leadership is not about having power and position so that people will follow us. But what? It is through us being able to humble ourselves so that we can reach out to people as they follow us. It's humbling ourselves and reach out so that others will follow us. It's not about position. It's not about popularity. It's not about power. Romans chapter 12, verse 16 says, do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Pag nasa leadership position na tayo, parang paminsa kala mo kung sino ka. Kala mo yung nangyari talaga, everything's about you. Guess what? It's about the character of humility. You know, when a person is called to be a CEO in this world, he has experienced all the privileges, the rights, the perks, and everything. But this example is someone that you'll all be astonished and be surprised. Because during the time when the economic meltdown happens, when airlines started to close down and trying to merge with one another, in Japan, they were really down and they don't know what to do. There was a turnaround that happened in Japan Airlines because of this man, and I want us to check him out, what he did. Let's turn off the lights and show this video.
A private jet is an American CEO's perk. But not the CEO of Japan Airlines. He comes to work on the city bus. Merrill Lynch boss John Thain spent $1 million decorating his office. But Haruka Nishimatsu knocked down his office walls so anyone could walk in. He buys his suits at a discount store because a boss who wears Armani puts himself at arm's length from his people. If management is distant up in the clouds, people just wait for orders, he told us. I want my people to think for themselves. And meeting his people means popping into planes, chatting with flight attendants, even sorting the newspapers.
I'd like to just find what is going on.
What's going on?
At the front line.
All CEOs say that service is important, but Nishimatsu goes a step beyond. He says that if you're having a bad experience, don't get angry with the people you're dealing with. Blame the person in charge. The person in charge here walks the walk. Look up and there's the boss. Got an idea? Catch him at lunch in the company cafeteria. His salary for running the world's 10th largest airline, not millions, but one year as low as $90,000. When he was forced to cut salaries for everyone else, he also cut his own. My wife said, what? To him, a leader shares the economic pain. I feel close to him, says flight attendant Akiko Isobe. It's encouraging. These days, all airlines are struggling. Even at reliably profitable Southwest, it's time to tighten belts.
It will not work if leaders treat themselves one way and their employees another way.
Nishimatsu says a CEO doesn't motivate by how many millions he makes, but by convincing employees you're all together in the same boat, a spirit that could help survive the current economic storm. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Tokyo.
Wow. Everybody say wow. Everybody listen up. It's possible to stoop down to the level of our followers and share the pain and share where they're at. That's why leadership is not really about being successful. It's really about relationship. What's interesting is this. This is a guy who became CEO and started to do the normal stuff, not like any other CEOs. All the perks and privileges, he cut it. He shared to the employees. You know what? What's interesting is this. The guy, I don't even know, might not even be a Christian. He might not be. I don't know. But what about us? What about the Christ that we have in our hearts? If a guy like that did it for the people, how much more for every individual who's so-called disciples, who put Jesus first and wanted to have the character of Christ being portrayed, that it's not about us after all. It's about what others benefits, what others development, the others transformation other than us. That's what Jesus portrayed. And I believe it's an example that we need to follow as well. All right? That truly every leader, I want to promise you, every leader will be tested. Are you here with me? All our leadership capacity will be tested. It's not about the position. And you know, I just like to submit this. You know, even in our cards, until today, I don't have a credit card. All right? And, calling card. We don't have a calling card, and if we're going to put one, we want to make sure. I've seen it. It doesn't put up there, senior pastor, lead pastor. We have our titles as not something to do with position. It is about function. I'm a senior pastor, and you know what? To me, that's nothing. I just started this. And the reason why, because number one, I think the Lord called me. I'm here to serve. All right? And the point is, that's nothing to me. Being a senior pastor, I'm just like any one of you here. All right? I have my leaders who checked on me as well. And the whole point is, it's about service. And I just want to submit to you, you know, I have pride. I just want to let you know. I have to guard my pride. Okay? And later on, I'm going to go that one by one. But here's the deal. Even coming here, all right, I want to make sure we don't use that door. All right, that door was designed specifically. If people are standing up, then the pastors can come into that door. But I said, I'm not going to use that door. I'm going to go out, all right, and look at the people, check the kids' church, check the teachers, and come the same way how people come in this very place. But I would use that to get out, all right? No, really, but honestly, why? That door was specifically created, all right, for us to get in. In fact, if we can't get in. The whole point is, we got to set an example. Recently, I talked to my kids, all right, and I told them, look, things have changed, all right? I said, we got to set an example. Not because your dad is a pastor, that you can come into that office anytime you want and even stay at my room. That is an office that is not a sala set. And that place are for the staff who served here. And not because we're pastors and we have kids, that we can come in there anytime we want. I said, kids, sorry, party's over. You can't do that anymore. That's why my youngest came to me, Dad, can I go inside? No, you go there and wait, all right? Because I got to set my own policy, and we got to do it. Why? Because we're pastors. We have the privilege of going out and as if, no, I don't think that's right. And so I'm saying this to you because we got to set an example. And it should start, the buck starts right here from all of us. Can you say amen? Our leadership will be tested. And here's how our leadership will be tested. Number one, when you have many achievements and successes, that probably you're a businessman. Guess what? Our economy is booming. Everything's fine. Sales is up. Everybody's doing right. There's prosperity and all that. Listen to this. How do you respond? You know what? Galing nung ginawa namin eh. Galing nung deal namin. But sino ba nagbigay nung deal na yun? If somehow it gets into your head, I have a word for you. Here's what the Word of God says. Galatians chapter 6 verse 3. Sabi po ng Bible, if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, ano po sabi ng Bible? He deceives himself. Alright? If you think you're somebody because of what you've done, guapo ka kasi ginawa mo to, ito yung ginawa mo, sikat ka dahil grabe, napakuha mo itong favor na to, itong deal na to. Oh, really? You know what the Bible says? You're deceived. Something's wrong. Or you eat up your own pride and you're dwelling on it. Are you here with me? Ang galing yung nangyari. Oh, talaga? It's about you? Oh, really? You know what the Bible says? You're deceived. Test of a leader. How about this? Are you humble enough to accept that your ideas are not the best? Yeah, you're the leader, you're the boss, you're the teacher, you're the man, you're the woman there in that group. You're the victory group leader. But would you accept and say, galing nung sinabi parang, o ikaw pa rin yung magaling. Dahil ikaw yung leader eh. Kasi ako yung leader, ako yung kailangan, mabango ako yung kailangan. Or would you be humble enough to say, galing nung sinabi mo, lupit mo pare, lupit, galing. Narinig nyo yun? Yun yun eh. Yung sinasabi natin dito. Gaya na, would you recognize others' participation? Would you give a big round of applause? It's not me, guys. It's that guy. He thought of that. That's his idea. That's his plan. Galing mo. Iba ka. Woo! Gusto ko katulad mo yung mga makukupa nating staff. Will you be humble enough to accept the fact that you have your own limitations? The Bible tells us, in humility, consider others better. How about this? Would you be humble enough to admit that you are wrong when you commit mistakes? If you committed the mistakes, would you be humble enough to accept and recognize that mistake and say, guys, I did it. I blew it. I made a big blunder. I'm sorry. How about you, fathers, mothers, if you made a big mistake with your children, will you be humble enough? Accept, swallow your pride, go to them and say, son, daughter, I'm sorry. Daddy was not responsible enough. I could have done this. I could have been there. But daddy wasn't there. Would you be humble enough, dads, to admit you're wrong? Ladies, will you be humble enough to accept responsibility and say, the buck stops here? Husbands, will you be humble enough to say sorry to your partner? Honey, I blew this. Kaya paminsan may away. Kasi nga, tama siya, tama ako, pinaglalaban mo yung right mo, pinaglalaban mo, tama ako eh. Alam mo ba, isa lang. Only if you would humble yourself, you're the leader there, man. You made a mistake. Sakit. Pride nga eh. Ego eh. Ayaw mo na. Ayaw mo mag-forgive. Ang sakit eh. Woo! Ang hirap eh. Pride yun eh. Tinamaan yung pride mo sa pool. Cherry. Bullseye. Ah, ayoko na. Eh, kailangan na mag-humble down. Pag nag-humble down, nag-sorry na, huwag mo nahiritan. Mag-humble down ka rin. Yeah. I accept it. Will you be humble enough when you wrong someone, approach the person and say, I am sorry for what I've done. Would you forgive me? Eh, hindi. Ginawa mo to sa akin. Ito rin pala eh. Would you humble enough to accept the fact that you made a wrong choice, a wrong move, it's a wrong mistake, and you're taking responsibility and humble enough to admit it and say, dude, boss, employees, staff, student, kids, katulong, mga kasama pa natin, driver mo, sino pa sila? I just want to say I'm sorry. Will you forgive me for saying this? Would you forgive me for what I've done? That's the test of everyone's leadership. Are you humble enough to receive correction? Or you'll defend yourself? No, hindi ko naman ginawa yun. Oh, hindi ko naman yun. Hindi, bakit ba? Hindi, ito yung nangyari. Or will you humble enough to say, yeah, please tell me more. Or is that what you see? Oh boy. You know, sometimes it's hard to preach here. You know, my number one critic is my wife. My wife will not tolerate me. She will not tolerate my English. If I made a mistake, honey, yung sinabi mo. Pero gusto ko pa minsan, honey, encourage mo ako, ha? Pero hindi, direkta talaga. And that's pride. I accept talaga, okay. And guess what? We want to make sure that we're doing this. This coming summer, I want to tell you this. We're going to have our English class. I asked my pastors, really? We got to do this. You want to be great in our leadership? We got to hone our skills. Ang galing mag-Tagalog dito. Di ko kaya Tagalog ni Ryan dito. Trying hard ako. Di naman tayo magta-Tagalog class siguro, no, bro? But the point is, we got to hone our skills. One day, who knows? God might prepare us for a world conference. Tapos yung mga grammar mo, paano man iniwala yung tao? Eh, kung kaharap ko presidente, CEO, to-present ako, preach ako ng gospel, guess what? We admit, we're not perfect people here. There are things that we got to improve as well. And we're committed to that for the sake of fulfilling what God asks us to do, advance His kingdom. 1 Peter chapter 5 says, in the same way, you who are younger, submit yourself to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves in humility towards one another because God opposes the proud. But guess what? Shows favor to whom? To the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand that He may lift you up in due time. So totoo lang, ang sakit po. Kasi pride eh. Tinamaan yung ego. Na-offend ka eh. Sakit eh. Kailangan natin tanggapin. Mag-humble down po tayo. Because God is preparing us for a greater task, for a greater responsibility, for a greater scope that He will use us by giving us the gifts of leadership and the abilities so that the world will see it's not about position. It's not about popularity. It's not about power. But of having a servant attitude and Christ-like humility. As we leave this place, the test of man's leadership is measured by Christ's humility. Every one of us here have our own scope of influence, have our own way of leading your family, your businesses, in schools, in your job, in your offices. Somehow, there's a leadership capacity. But guess what? The test of our leadership is measured by Christ's humility. Would we have that kind of humility like what Christ did? Luke 14:11, here's what Jesus said. Jesus said this, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled." You think of your own benefit. You think of your own gain. You think of your own promotion. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. And he who humbles himself will be exalted. God wants to exalt us. And it will only happen if we make that decision. Lord, give me the grace to be like you. Your attitude, your mindset. And that is what? Christ-like attitude, Christ humility. Can you say amen? Can we just bow our heads right now and take this time before the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we submit our lives to you. Lord, we repent of our proud heart. Sometimes, Lord, honestly, we are deceived, Lord, because we're thinking of our own benefits. We're thinking of our own gain. What's good for me, what's right for me, that I should be first, that I should be famous, that I should be promoted, that I should have this and that and all that. Lord, sometimes it's about me. Not sometimes, but most of the time. And Lord God, right now, we just want to say sorry, repent from this kind of attitude. But Lord, I know that you are preparing each and every one of us. Maybe you have done wrong. Lord, this is an opportunity to respond and be man and woman enough to humble ourselves. Those whom we wrong, we will humble ourselves, approach them, and look at their eyes and say, "We're taking responsibility. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I did. Will you forgive me?" And I believe the Lord is showing you. The Lord is telling you. You have Christ in your heart. You have the mind of Christ. He can humble down. How much more for you? Lord, I thank you that you did not exemplify humility, but you embodied humility. That's why, Lord, we look up to you as our hero. We look up to you, Lord God, as the example of how we live and how should we live and be like you, Lord. And Lord, help us. And while every heads are bowed down and eyes closed, if you know that there's pride in our hearts, would you pray a prayer? I'm not going to ask you to lift up your hands, but to say a prayer between you and God. Say a prayer of forgiveness. Say a prayer of repentance. That it focuses on you. It touches your pride. Because you're proud enough. And there's nothing to be proud of. And yet you're proud. If you're here today and you're bowing your heads down, would you pray before God the very thing that the Holy Spirit is showing you and say, "Lord, I'm sorry. I cannot go and reach someone and say sorry apart from us coming to you and say sorry first, Lord. We violated you. We hurt you." And so if you're here tonight, would you go to God right now and say sorry? And as you say sorry, would you ask God for grace to give you the courage to make it right? Maybe there is some relationship that you need to get right. And until today, for many months and years, that there's not been, it's not been restored. And maybe this is an act of Christ-like humility. It's only Christ who can give you the power, the grace. The Bible says God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. At the same time, if you're down, in due time, Christ will lift you up. For he who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. That's the very words of Christ. Lord, I just thank you for everyone who are here today. Thank you for what you're about to do in our own lives, in our own leadership capacity. Because we know, God, that everything boils down to our calling, our purpose. And Lord God, we want to satisfy you. Let our hearts cry to honor you, to glorify you, to make you famous and make you known, that you will be the center of our lives, Lord Jesus, and no one else. Lord, we give you glory. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're about to do.